Good morning and happy Saturday. Today is March the 23rd. I'm Susan Kent and this is your wake-up call. Will you join me in our prayer of consecration? Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, For Shame. Hear now the word of the Lord from Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now consider this. You know, the enemy loves to shame us because it becomes the voice in our head that tells us that we are bad people who do not deserve to be loved or forgiven or accepted. Yesterday, we read a passage from Paul about the correction that he gave to the believers in Corinth, but please note, that a correction is different than shame. Paul has never used the sin and the mistakes of the believers as a way to shame them and tell them that they've gone too far to receive forgiveness. And Jesus also never used his correction to make someone believe that they were not worthy of receiving the forgiveness or eternal life that he could give them. But do you know who does? The enemy. The enemy will definitely use shame. Satan understands that if he can make us question our identity as loved children of God, that we will hide ourselves away from the loving arms of our Father. And this makes shame a very dangerous emotion. You know, in today's culture, we really have this like love-hate relationship with shame. On one hand, people will completely disregard any sense of wrongdoing, will stick their heads in the sand believing that they can do anything they want to, you know, anything that just feels right to them. But on the other hand, people will cling to shame and convince themselves that they are completely unlovable. In the studying of the effects of shame, mental health experts have found that as shame is held in the body, it can lead to issues of not only self-esteem, but isolation and feelings of humiliation. These are feelings that the enemy takes advantage of to keep us enslaved to him. But this has never been the Lord's intent for our lives. Let me say that again. Shame never comes from God. In our passage today, Paul tells us that there is no condemnation for followers of Jesus, not because they can do anything they want, but because Jesus' sacrifice has freed us from the shame of sin. When we hold on to shame, we reject the freedom that Jesus provides. In verse 3, we read that Jesus laid his life on the altar by dying on the cross as the sin offering for us. Now remember that the sin offering was given to seek atonement, right, for our fallen nature, that original sin that we have because of the fall in Genesis 3. But Jesus gives us freedom from our shame because in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 9, he says, As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. So abide in my love. Our shame will make us question who we are. Because I mean, the truth is we know our flaws. We know our thoughts, the excuses we've given, and we know our brokenness. But when we surrender our shame, we choose not to live by the lies of the enemy. Surrendering our shame allows us to feel the freedom of grace that we've been given. John, the disciple of Jesus, wrote in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, "And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming." The prayer. Father, because of your love, we can reject the shame of the enemy. We stand today as beloved children of the Most High King. Thank you for being the sin offering which frees us from condemnation. Amen. The questions. Have you ever felt condemned in your life? Is that condemnation coming from someone else or within you? And how does this verse help you feel released? And how will you live differently today, knowing that you are called to live by the Spirit and not the flesh? For The Awakening, I'm Susan Kent. Have a wonderful Saturday.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.